Hi, and welcome to this episode of the IVMV podcast. It's our NLCS recap. Not a game recap, but it's the entire series recap. Again, I'm one of your co-hosts. My name is Corey, and joining me the other two hosts of this podcast.
Hey, it's Andy.
And Kurt.
Wow, you guys.
I played that up for dramatic effect. We chatted a little bit about the stages of grief earlier, and last night was pure anger, and tonight is sort of acceptance, and did a lot of laughing at random things like I was stoned tonight. So I think that's like the next stage where you just like you find everything funny. So,
well, you know, I mean, okay, so just to be clear, so if you're listening to the podcast version of this, you're not watching it live. We are recording this literally moments after the final out of game four, and I'm sure if you're listening, you know that the Cubs were swept. Kurt, you mentioned like just kind of finding things funny. It was actually, there were some funny things that happened in this game, like with Montero getting hit in the head with the ball and David Ross running off the field. Like, that's the kind of stuff that made this team fun. And so, like, in a way, tonight I was kind of like, well, you know what? Like, those things would have been more fun if the Cubs were winning tonight, but it was still those like kind of charming things about this team. And so it was kind of like a, I don't know, for them losing, it felt like kind of an appropriate send off.
Yeah. It was nice to see Rizzo smile on the field, which, you know, we haven't seen that fun at all in this series. So
right,
it's kind of nice to have a little taste of it.
It's just tough. Like I know I should be grateful and happy for the season, but I just, given what I'd seen in the playoffs so far, this series, I feel like really blindsided me. I didn't expect to see the Cubs get swept by this Mets team.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
I definitely expected it to be a tough series. But no way did I expect this.
No. Well, okay. Outcome. So, I think, you know, I don't think this is necessarily a time to talk about off-season strategy. I don't think it's the time to question or over-critique this series or the season. I don't think it's the time to even, like, try to summarize 2015 and close the door on the season. I think it's really just a time to kind of come to terms with what we saw and kind of work through our emotions. That's where I'm kind of at with this.
This is a therapy session.
Well, that's really what I feel like this, that's what this is, because, you know, these post game shows, we've put basically no preparation into them. And, these last couple were they're losing. I think that's kind of what it is. It's just us working through it. And tonight is, I think last night we kind of laid the groundwork, and, tonight is, that's what I want out of this.
Yeah.
I guess. I want to.
We're all mourning together. So perhaps if you're listening to this on Monday or whenever you listen to it, it's not the same. Right.
But, if you've gotten over this loss, you might just go ahead and turn it off. We won't hold it against
move
you.
Move on. We'll talk about signing Cuban prospects at a different time.
But for a team that seems so potent the entire season, believe me, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything.
Sure.
But at the same time, I'm pissed off that it just seem so feeble in this series. Mm-hmm. And really, like, honestly, this series kind of reminded me of the Phillies series in the middle of the season.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It had that feel to it. Yeah. Maybe if they had another series. Yeah, if they had another series coming up, they'd just dominate, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what's so crazy about the playoffs is, like, you just trudge through this ridiculously long season and they end up winning 97 games, and they're clearly a fantastic team with a lot of things going, And then the playoffs, it's like start over. Who's right. hot right now? And, you know, it.
And
they kind of, the timing was off. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from the Mets because they right. played great. Like, they had all the stuff. They had the pitching, the offense. They had all of it, and the Cubs didn't. So I'm not trying to, like, make excuses, but at the same time, the timing works out in baseball that way where, like, this team gets hot and this team falls off, and it's just one series. We lost a series. It just happened to be a very important series.
Yeah. 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 I don't really know what to say. I mean, I'm just bummed. I'm just really bummed, and I'm bummed for a few reasons. Number one, I'm bummed that we don't get to go up there tomorrow.
I know that I mentioned this last night. Last night I was a little more intoxicated. In fact, a lot more intoxicated than I am tonight. So, but tonight, like little clarity, and tomorrow's game was, I was bringing my father-in-law who turned 60 on Friday. He's never been to a Cubs playoff game.
Right.
I mean, he's been a Cubs fan forever. Man, and like that was his birthday present from us.
I forgot about that. That's disappointing.
So they needed to win one game for this to happen. And now, like, I've been texting him tonight, like, I'm sorry, like, I have to come up with another birthday present, I guess. But, like, I'm just so I was almost more disappointed in the fact that, like, because he was so excited.
Oh.
And, like, when we told him he was going and we had the ticket, like, my mother-in-law texted me and said, like, how excited he was. And, you know, and it's like, I'm almost as bummed about that as I am about the loss. But,
yeah,
not going tomorrow really hurts.
Well, I was just really looking forward to, like, you know, going up with you guys. Tawny was really excited. We were going to get to hang out with Katie Day. And, you know, I was just looking forward to meeting her. And Danny was going to be there. So it was like, just frustrating. There were some other listeners that were going to meet up with us. And it's like, I guess I'll go to work instead.
Yeah, no kidding. We just have to take the day off and meet.
That's what
at Dags and
that's
wherever.
What we said before you got on here. I said we should just go up anyways, eat pizza at Dags, and then go over and buy postseason shirts on clearance at all the shops.
We need, if we could find like an NLCS champs shirt.
Yeah. I might be down for that.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Frustrating, but
yeah.
I don't know. So yeah, I'm just really bummed. I'm bummed we don't get to go to the game tomorrow, and I'm really, like, this is kind of where I'm at. Like, I'm kind of over the postseason. I'm over. I didn't have those really serious expectations for the postseason either on this, like, on the team at any point during the season, and even heading into it, like, you know, knowing that they had to get through, knowing they had to get past the Pirates in a one game thing. I mean, and then they had to get past the Cardinals, who had won 100 games. I think those things kind of helped us, like, come to terms with, yeah, this may not, you know, they may not go all the way. And I think we were very hopeful, but I mean, there was that, like, yeah, that this is a tough mountain to climb. But
was that sort of one game at a time mentality? Because, you know, it started with one game, so you had no choice but to think one game at a time, and then all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, we're in the NLCS. Like,
yeah,
serious now.
Well, yeah.
Beth kind of put it into perspective for me when we were talking about, like, if you had told Corey and me heading down to Arizona that the guys we're going to see tossing the ball around in the sun are going to be playing in the NLCS, I would be beside myself with excitement.
Right, because, you know, they were in, like,
101 wins.
Because they were in AAA, you know, like some.
Or wasn't Schwarber? I mean, Schwarber was in Double A.
Right,
you
know? Right.
Well, yeah, and just think about the futures panel that we saw at the Cubs convention. The panel had Addison Russell on it, Kyle Schwarber,
Carl
Edwards Jr., and then who was the last one? Pierce Johnson.
Right.
But if you would have told me that the three of those guys would be in the dugout during the NLCS,
right,
I would not have believed you.
Right. No. Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, that just what this season was, and I said that we're not going to, like, you know, do our whole, like, season recap or anything like that. We have plenty of time to do that stuff here on the podcast in the off season and
after maybe a brief vacation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But like, for me, what it is, and I was telling Tawny this tonight, cause I think she was kind of, you know, gauging me to determine like what kind of a mood I was in. And I just said, you know, what I'm really bummed out about is that this season is over. And I said, like, tonight I had to do some stuff outside. And as I was doing it, I was like, well, this is kind of depressing because, like, when I did these things for the last 6 months outside, I had an earbud in and I was listening to the Cubs game. And now I don't get to do that. And it's just like, this was such a fun season. And mm-hmm. and I think you hear everybody say it about how, like, special this season was and how fun this team was. But, like, literally, you know, we've been Cubs fans since we were kids. And this was the most fun I have had during a baseball season with the Cubs. And I'm really just bummed that it's over. I'm bummed that I have a bunch of cold months in front of me where I don't get to listen or watch the Cubs. And it's just, that's the thing that gets me. And in a way, I kind of feel like, I don't know.
Hey, at least we're one month closer to March.
True. I am kind of like going down the summarizing this season, but in a way I kind of feel like this season changed us. You know, like tonight I was watching this game and I feel bad for the people that were in the stands because it's tough to stay positive when that game went the way that it did. But as Starlin Castro comes up and the crowd kind of gets back into it and they're clapping and they're having fun, even the last time he came up, they did. And I thought, you know what? It's so funny that a year ago, if you would have said that Wrigley Field would be clapping along to walk-up music, I would have thought you were crazy. You know, like, it's just like thinking
just Starlin Castro's walk-up music.
Right, but I mean, like, this team changed us as a fan base, yeah. I think. I think it took all the old curmudgeon stuff away, and those kids were having fun, and we wanted to have fun with them. And so the scoreboard, I mean, just look at all the changes, and it's like this team facilitated that, and it changed. Still, I think it changed us as fans.
I do have to admit
fans.
That some curmudgeonry came back pretty quickly after the first inning. I had been so optimistic, and last night we were still thinking, you know, hey, we're still in it, and all the optimism just came crashing down. And I was like, you know what, maybe I'll just try something different. I'll go back to the old crotchety ways and see if that works. But
yeah, you're right. Don't I think it, a lot Kurt. Of people, a lot of fans, you know, kind of adopted the vibe and the mantra of this team.
Right.
Mantra of this team. But there's still the stupid idiots out there that want to like cling to the history of the name Murphy and crap like
right.
that. You know, like
there was Mets fans with like a goat sign.
Yeah, forget. And, I mean,
you know, whatever.
Yeah, and that's why I tweeted tonight something about how, you know, prepare. It's happened the last couple of days, but prepare yourselves for people that don't know shit about this team.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling you what's wrong with this team. I mean, it's
or
going
like
to happen.
Just the idiot stuff. Like, did you know yesterday was Back to the Future Day?
Right.
You know, that kind
well,
of stuff.
Well,
like,
you know, here's where the Cubs went wrong. Is good pitching always good? Pitching always beats good batting, good hitting. Yeah. So you know, they went with all batting. Well, look where that got them. Try again. You know, I mean,
exactly.
We're just
it got
them
to the top had, four teams in baseball. You freaking idiot!
And they certainly had no pitching. Right? But yeah. Like Corey said, prepare yourself for idiocy.
Right. And you know what the best thing to
I
do
think
is?
Just, you just kind of have to turn the other cheek and yes. mostly ignore it.
Yep. Ignore it and don't, I don't know, you just
don't
can't.
Feed it.
Yeah, you can't really feed it. And you just have to walk away and surround yourself with good Cubs fans. And this is something, I'm going to get a little bit sappy a couple of times here tonight probably. But like, as this game was wearing on tonight, I just kind of sat there and I was thinking about 2015 and how it's changed us. And I thought about just all these different things and just, you know, really appreciating what we saw this year. And I thought, you know, we are so lucky that we have such amazing listeners mm-hmm. that, I mean, I've joined some Facebook groups of Cubs fans, and it is a nasty cesspool of idiots. And I think we are so lucky that we have, like, we get so much, you know, like throughout this playoff, this postseason, I have not been able to keep up with emails because everybody's emailing me so much, and I feel bad that I can't answer it. I will eventually get to it all, but it's like, like everyone is like a good email, and it's insightful or entertaining or something like that. And our Patreon Facebook group and the interactions that we have on our Facebook page. And I just think like we are so lucky because I'll tell you if we had, I guess, kind of a base around this podcast or listeners of this podcast that were like some of those other groups, I couldn't do this. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't put up with it. Like I couldn't deal with a lot of that stuff. So I don't know. I guess what basically I just really wanted to thank anybody that's listening to this, you know, for being cool and really making it entertaining. And I mean, I think that our listeners and the people that interact with us make it as enjoyable or more enjoyable for us than it probably is for them to listen to us.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And those groups, like our little group is the first place I go. It's sort of like our safe place. And, you know, it's like you can't ask a dumb question. And if you did, like, it's okay. Nobody's going to tear you apart.
Right.
So, and yeah, that's been super positive for me because, like, I go on social media fully expecting just complete idiots. Mm-hmm. And I try to avoid it as much as I can. And like you said, like I'm pleasantly surprised and now not surprised, you know, it's fully expected that our listeners are kind of pulling their weight on the positivity. So yeah, thanks.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. Thank you to everybody.
Yeah. So I guess we worked ourselves through that one. Where are we going next?
I don't know. Yeah, we've said our, like, it's like we won an award. You know, we've said our long-winded thank you. it's awkward. The time clock's running. They're telling us to get off stage.
Well, here's another thing. I think that this is another thought that I had tonight is, you know, how much I really just loved this 2015 team and how much of a blast they were and how fun they were to watch. And I'm thinking, like, I hope they don't change. You know what I mean? I hope we still have, there were so many things that made this season fun. You know, it started off early on with like the bubblegum helmet and the helmet rub and stuff like that. But like it seemed like every two or three weeks, like something else funny was happening or there was some other like kind of, I don't know, just a thing for them to use or I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it just seemed like there was always something new and something else funny going on. And I really hope.
And a lot of team building stuff, you know, like
right.
Stuff that really like seemed to cement this mm-hmm. Group of players as a, you know, into a unit.
Yeah.
Well, and I think,
I'm sorry. Sorry to interrupt you, Corey.
Well, no. I was just going to add to that, I don't see that changing because this front office has been so much about makeup, like, and that's a weird word to say, but like it's true that when you sign a guy, you're not just signing numbers on a sheet. You're signing a guy who's got to get along and be in the clubhouse, and they've been so laser focused on makeup and guys who aren't jerks, like they're not Daniel Murphy's, and. They can be in a clubhouse and have fun and not ruin it. So I don't see it changing, even though obviously we're going to see some turnover, you know, some guys aren't coming back. But I think this vibe is here to stay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. And I mean, as they reflect on the season, they see where their approach got them. That's what they're going to continue to go for. I mean, if that kind of an approach gets them to the NLCS with some obvious kind of holes, maybe as far as what they need, you know, their team needs, I think that they will continue. I don't think that Madden's going to change his plan and the way he approaches his relationship with the players and the community and the team building that he tries to do.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, what he has said from the beginning is that to not let the pressure exceed the pleasure. And I don't see that. I don't see like next year spring training is being like, I don't see him being like, well, this year the pressure is going to equal the pleasure. We're going to put a little pressure, turn the screws a little bit. Yeah. I don't see that happening. So, here's something too. My mom sent me a text during this game, and I thought it was some good insight. And really, like as soon as she said it, I totally understood what she meant. She said that like the NLDS, the series with the Cardinals, like those games were like super stressful. We were super nervous about those things, and this NLCS. These games were just sad. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just like, I really wasn't nervous. I was just really like today. I wasn't nervous. I was just really bummed because I saw the end coming. You know, I knew that, of course there was a chance, but in reality, it didn't look good. And so that's like I was sad today and sad that all this was gonna end. But I think she was right. Like I didn't have that like nervous, upset stomach, just tense feeling in this series like we did with the Cardinals series.
Yeah, I was with you there. I mean, I suppose that it was just a different tone, you know, we were just sort of waiting for them to come alive again. So,
yeah.
And we didn't, never actually saw it. So they never gave us a reason to sort of like feel
the butterflies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say though, it was so awesome to take the Cardinals out. Can we just remember that? Can we remember that we freaking ended the Cardinals season?
And I'm going to remember that always.
And I'm going to work tomorrow morning and I'm going to say, hey, Cardinal fan coworker, how do you deal with postseason losses? Where should my mind be? What should my mindset be right now?
So you're going to troll him? That's the first thing. Yeah, going to work, you're going to troll Cardinals.
You know
fan?
What? Sometimes
you might as well. You're supposed to go to a game tomorrow, so yeah, trolling is probably the second best thing.
You might as well troll him first before he trolls you.
Right. I was going to say sometimes you got to take the first shot. You know, he's going to be ready.
Mm-hmm. Or you need to troll them with so the Cardinals signed Murphy and the Cubs signed Hayward. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh no, you know, and he and I mean, he's a Cardinals fan, but he and I have a good relationship, and I mean, like we really enjoy talking baseball, and he is not like a best fans in baseball. I mean, he is somewhat because he's a Cardinals fan, but but.
So you're saying that all Cardinals fans have a little BFIB in them?
They do. I mean, let's be real.
Just a little Scotia BFIB in them.
Has been pretty one track lately. So
this
hopefully they don't all have that in them, and I won't go into detail on what that is. But
this is amazing. Like we just got knocked out of the playoffs. We're really bummed, and we're laughing. And what got us there was shitting on Cardinals fans. Like we just needed that. We had to. I knew that something good was in there somewhere. We just
something
had to find
would
it.
Cheer us up.
the Mets are my new Cardinals, at least for the rest of this year. So
yeah.
Go Royals.
Yeah, I'm okay with either AL team over the Mets. I don't have a big problem with the Mets, though. I mean, other than Murphy.
Yeah.
And mainly it's just because, I mean, you know, I disagree with him.
Well, seriously, don't Cubs fans instantly have sort of some sympathy for all the teams that have a long playoff drought, like all the four teams that are in the postseason here?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I don't. I don't hate the Mets, and normally I would root for the National League team, but to be honest, I'm not. I think if I do pay attention, I think if it's the Royals in the World Series, I probably will pay attention more. If it's the Blue Jays and the Mets, then I don't care, and I guess I would just pay attention.
I'm just saying Royals because they kind of built in a similar like young player fashion, and I like that, so I'd like to see them win. And not that I have anything against the Blue Jays, but you know, it's a more traditional
sure.
superstar team. So
right, yeah, let's collect the stars as much as we can.
You know, I don't know. I'll sort of legacy hate the Mets for 1969. So
yeah, see, I don't
even
have
though
those.
I wasn't even you know
legacy hate.
Yeah. I otherwise, yeah, I'm with you there. I have really no reason to hate the Mets except for Murphy. Who is now my most hated player in baseball.
Too much official, hair.
Official.
Too much hair, too.
Yeah.
Cut some of those Basset Hound ears hanging out of your hats.
I don't know.
Trim up that beard.
But that kind of sounds like Cardinals fans complaining about the cocked hats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like all these guys with their crazy hair hanging out of their caps.
I hate them for more reasons.
You hippies. Why don't you go to Woodstock?
I'd like to have their pitching.
Yeah, no kidding. But you remember when they were talking about deals and some of the young Mets pitching came up in some of those deals? And
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really thought that we would get to Matt tonight. I was hoping, like, it had been so long since he pitched, I really kind of hoped that he would have some trouble locating. In this series, it was just die trying to hit the long ball. That's what it
was. They did not handle power pitching very well.
Right.
But there was a lot of hard contact, though.
Once
again, like a ton of hard contact right at people.
Castro's. There's one thing
that I remember. It's all the hard contact that was just hit directly at fielders. What were you about to say, Corey?
Well, I was saying Castro's bases loaded. If that thing was like 2 inches
to the left or higher, right?
I mean, it would have probably scored
double.
Yeah. And
at least two.
There's so many what ifs from the series, too. I mean, like, if, let's say, Murphy doesn't hit that stupid home run, you know, and it's a 6-3 game instead of 8-3.
Right.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as always, there's a ton of what ifs. There's a lot of hard hit balls directly at people. So it's not worth really.
Yeah, they couldn't pressure and gain momentum that hurt.
Yeah. I don't know. Any other thoughts on this, guys?
No, I mean, I'm depressed, but I know, like, given time and, I will gain some perspective and just continue to be reminded about how amazing this season is and how it wasn't what I expected in March at all. And, and it really will make me excited and looking forward to seasons to come and expecting success season after season after season. For quite a while now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, like, my little tidbit of positivity is the fact that this team returning next year will be better in every way. You know, you've got experience plus playoff experience plus who knows what they do in the offseason.
Right.
You know, better pitching. Like, in every way, they're going to return better. Nothing's guaranteed, obviously. Baseball is still hard, but.
Well, and there's always the health factor.
Yep. Well, and isn't that exciting to think about, like these guys in the front office see everything mm-hmm. that it was a weakness for this team in 2015, and that's exactly what they're going to hone in on and focus on and work on to make this team better in 2016. And I have total faith at this point in these guys to make this the 2016 team into a unit that addresses the issues that the 2015 team had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Andy. The one thing that, if I'm going to get negative for a second, I really wish that we would have picked up a decent starting pitcher that wasn't Dan Heron at the trade deadline. That would have been nice.
I'm sure Theo and Judd would be the first to say that they wish they had too.
Yeah.
I think hindsight call, that's absolutely the truth. It's just, you know, what were you willing to pay for it? You know, and you didn't know this was going to happen at the time. So, you know, Heron felt okay to get you the innings, but
Yeah. They probably thought Hamill would bounce back from, you know, back to his first half form. Well, and you know,
well, and he's on the outside looking in at this point. I mean, they're definitely going to sign somebody, and then maybe they get some invitees, or who knows what works out for starting pitching. And like, he's all of a sudden like your fifth or sixth option.
Yeah. Well, and I think they probably didn't expect Arrieta to pitch so well for the last couple months and to pitch that many innings. I don't think they really expected. I think you had to have him pitch that many innings, but I think he also, that kind of led to him maybe hitting the wall.
Yeah, I actually felt pretty, I felt bad for him tonight. Like, it's not, I don't commonly feel bad for baseball players, but tonight I did. Like, you could tell he was pretty devastated.
Yeah. Part of this thing too is like, I think these guys, I mean, just from watching them, and thanks to, you know, Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that, and seeing them interact with each other, like, it seems like this group of guys would be the kind that would be like, well, they don't, like, the kind that wouldn't really want to go home. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of thought, like, these guys aren't going to want their season to end because they're friends, and, you know, or it appears that they are. I'm sure there's, you know, like any group, I'm sure there's some issues. But, I mean, it sure seems like they really kind of enjoy being around each other.
Right, yeah. And think about all of your jobs and how many of your coworkers you're, like, really good friends with.
Right.
And it truly does seem like these guys really enjoy being around each other. And so whatever, you know, Madden did a lot of team building and community building stuff with this team, and it clearly was successful because these guys really seemed like a unit. Even guys that seem like they come from such different backgrounds still seem to kind of, I mean, look at like Jason Mott clapping to Starlin Castro's approach music.
Right.
You know, I mean, it just seems like they really gelled as a unit despite their disparate backgrounds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm pretty much done if you guys are.
I am. I mean, get some sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know what we can do now.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I mean, first off, if you found us, if you found our podcast during this baseball season, I mean, you know, we really do appreciate you finding us, and we do continue to, release episodes over the off season. During the season, you know, we were doing, two a week, and in the off season, we go down to one a week. So we record them and release them on Sunday evenings, and talk about all the off-season type stuff. How do you guys feel about taking this upcoming Sunday off? Are you cool with that?
Oh man, I just want to keep talking about the Cubs.
Aren't we going to talk about Jamer Candelario? Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we will, but I mean, like, I don't know. I just kind of want.
No, I'm with you. Something.
I need a break.
I don't want to admit to it, but I'm like, yeah, like, I imagine this is a little bit how the players feel. Like, you're just so sad that it's over, but at the same time, you're like, okay, I'm just going to take a little time to take some breaths and just kind of shut off the baseball brain for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of where I'm just like, especially with as intense as the last 2 weeks have been, and recording a lot of late night episodes and, you know, all the stuff that goes along with, you know, posting it at 1:15 in the morning and then getting up 4 hours later and going to work. I just kind of, I don't know. I want to sleep.
Yeah. Thanks to Corey for working on that stuff, the technical aspects of it. And I will say to people listening too that we've already talked about some pretty fun ideas for, you know, people to interview and things to talk about in off-season episodes. And so I think going forward, I think people will appreciate hopefully some of the stuff we have planned.
Yeah, yeah, and to be honest, I think a lot of our listeners, if you're listening, maybe you need a break this upcoming Sunday too. I think everybody kind of needs a little bit of a break, and then we will we'll be back at it.
I just saw in the chat Coom Dog interview at Subway.
It needs to be that Subway though. We need to ask him to meet us down there. afternoon.
Can you meet us in Alton? It was Alton, Illinois. Can you meet us in Alton, Illinois? We need to talk to you about your cold cut trio.
You got options. You got McDonald's, you got Subway. What do you want?
Right. Or you can go get some combos over at the gas station.
Short stack of Pringles.
Oh, man. So, yeah, thank you so much for finding us, though. Like, this has been, you know, it's been an incredible season for fans. It's been an incredible season for us. I mean, the podcast was so much fun to do this season. It was a blast. And, you know, it was a really big year for Ivy Envy. And so, you know, we want to thank all of you for listening to us. And we want to thank all of our Patreon supporters, because that's been huge with helping us do this thing, because it was self-funded by us for so long, and it's been awesome to do that and really kind of be able to invest back into the podcast, and you know, we were able to do the app this season, and all sorts of stuff that we're kind of hosting stuff and behind the scenes that made things a lot easier for us, and ultimately put out you know, it helped us put out better audio quality and stuff like that. So that's what I wanted to say. Felt like a good time to say that. So if you do enjoy our podcast, check out the Patreon campaign, because you can get you know, some perks. We have stuff there, but the pledging levels, they start at $1, which is next to nothing, and it really does help us. And all the money goes right back into IVMV. So that would we would really appreciate it if you would do that. So I don't think I have anything else. So we're gonna take this Sunday off. This upcoming Sunday, we'll be back the following Sunday. If anything huge happens, I guess, you know, if the Mets decide that they want to forfeit that series and we get to go to the World Series, then we'll be back, or anything else that maybe would be not quite that significant. But I think we should end this thing by playing the entire Katy Day by the Lakeside song, because I think even though we didn't get to pop the World Series champagne, there was reason to pop champagne by the Lakeside. And I think that that song is like the perfect soundtrack to the 2015 Cubs. And I think it should stay in the rotation, you know, for Cubs fans. And when we do get to pop champagne, the good champagne, you know, I want to hear that song played. So thank you for listening, and we'll be back in a week and a half. And until then, go Cubs.
By the lakeside, when the evening comes, when the stars align, we're gonna pop champagne, gonna pop champagne by the lakeside. Bye. champagne by the lakeside. When the evening comes, when the stars align, we're gonna pop champagne, gonna pop champagne by the lakeside. By the lakeside, when the evening comes, when the stars align, we're gonna pop champagne, gonna pop champagne by the lakeside.